The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Good afternoon and welcome to The Barrington Show with your host Barrington right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, right to your host of The Barrington Show, Barrington.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Barrington Show. Thank you for spending the day or some time of your day with us. We appreciate it. We talk about spirituality. We talk about philosophy. We're here to wake you up, bring you to a higher level of consciousness, and let you realize that you are limitless and that whatever you choose in your path, you have the tool to create it. Wake up, everybody. Realize that the entity that exists in you is the same that exists in all that there is. You are the God. And this is hard for a lot of people to hear because we're told other things. But if we were made in his own image by him, we are him or her or it. Whichever source and however you label it, we're speaking of the same one. And there is only one source because we choose to follow different paths and follow different organized groups and listen to what they're saying. And some believe their path is the only path. And others are realizing that thinking that others are on a wrong path, but it's not true. If you are praising and you are talking to or meditating or praying to a higher power anywhere in the world, you are speaking to the same source. There is only one source, and it's been labeled differently. Some call it God, Allah, Buddha, Lord Krishna, whatever. However you label it, you're speaking to the same entity, is speaking to the same source, all that there is, the governor of all, the creator of all, and the reasons as to why we exist and why we live on this planet is to experience the human form and the ability to turn ideas into practical things that you could touch. Your reason for being here is to experience the life that exists here, to have the human form. When your time is up, you will return the body that you've borrowed, and then you will go back home to your spirituality, to your spiritual world. One source. And if we've all come from the one source, like we all could realize there is only one sun or one ocean, and that we know of anyways in this galaxy or where we are. But as it is, there is only one source that governs all of us, which means we're all the same from the same source. By the same method, we've come here, and we will leave by the same method. You lay the body down and let it go. I have said many times that you are not the body. You just live in the body. The body is the vehicle that gets you around. Without that, the true you, you are limitless. Wake up, everybody. This is the intent of our show. Thank you for joining us. Beautiful Sunday here in Ontario, Southern Ontario, where you were broadcasting from. So we're going to go into it. Today's show, we want to talk about our children. But before that, I want to welcome everybody to the show. Welcome to all the old-time listeners and as well the new listeners. Thank you for being a part of this. Everybody, welcome home. This is where home is. Oh, before I go into talking about our children, I want to say we're here in Ontario, Toronto, Ontario, the greater surrounding areas, we're finally free to go out and sit on a patio somewhere and have a glass of Kool-Aid, which we haven't had that opportunity since, I think, late or maybe early winter, sometime in January, February, I'm thinking. So we've been locked down. We've taken the first step in reopening. And this allows us now to go inside the retail stores and sit outside of your favorite restaurant or bar or whatever it is and relax and have Kool-Aid. So we're happy for that. We're all excited. I saw the roads yesterday. They were full, very full for the very first time. And like I said, now we can finally go back into the retail stores. And this reopening. I mean, I think we experienced the same thing last year at this time. However, we're in a new place. We're doing a new thing. We're experiencing a new life. And we're just very thankful that we could step out again for the first time in a very long time. So let's be happy for that. Remember that this too shall pass. It's a temporal situation. It's not a permanent state. Please don't do anything that's going to keep you there. Be willing to accept the fact that this is just a phase and this too shall pass. You will see the end of it and whatever normal comes from all this, however life could resume after this, it will. Because this too shall pass. Okay, so our children, we take them in, we raise them, and we give it the best, most of us give it the best that we can to see to it that we don't damage them or send them out, say things to them that hurts them, and words that they will never get over, they probably will carry throughout their lives. They've come here for a reason, like you and I, and we have parenting responsibility to see to it that they get through that phase of being a child to you and do the best we can, encourage them when we can, and do not knock them down. Do not allow them to get the feeling that they're not good enough or they're inadequate. And this emotion that they've taken on, sometimes it goes out, go with them through life. We're trying to understand that the words we use and the things we say to these children sometimes has this major impact on them for the rest of their lives, and they carry it. And the sad thing is they will pass that on and pass that on and pass that on. So this circle will continue. We have an obligation to see that they get out of this, out of the nest, and fly free and go off and find their own purpose or whatever it is they're looking for. We don't own them. They don't have an obligation to us. And our job was to take care of them until they're strong enough to be on their own, mentally, physically, emotionally, whatever is required, and then set them free. They don't set them free. They will go free on their own because they didn't intend to hang with you anyway. You were just a parent. Hard to hear because of all what we do, but reality is such. See that you give them the right tool, the right guidance. We don't know that that child or these children didn't come here to save or cure or make things better, show us another way, because everybody comes with their own agenda. If we're taking that away from them before they have the ability to stand up and do their own thing, we are crippling mankind. We're all a part of that. We're very guilty, some of us, of the things that we've said to our children or the expectation that we put on them. But the job is required. The job that is required is to allow them to be free, encourage them, push them in the direction. And they may not want to do what you're doing. And you need to identify that. Our job is not to try to live through them. every generation, a few generations, we have visitors that will come here to deliver very specific messages, ideas that revolutionize the world. And it has happened many, many, many times. We don't know who that messenger is or that person that's going to change things. You don't know that it's not your child. And you can't assume that it's not your child because nobody knows. So if you have a responsibility to let them fly and be free, this is what we need to do. A lot of us adults are living with scars or battle scars that we've gotten at home from our parents or parenting methods. And we carry it throughout our lives. Let's not do the same things that our parents has done and pass that on. Let's not take that role and give it to the children, because we don't know their purpose. And like I said, theirs could be to come here to change the way we live, to cure that disease that's bothering everybody. Give us a better way. They have come for a reason. We all have come for a reason. And in trying to block or stop or shoot down or hurt the messenger or the deliverer is the wrong thing to do. I'm sure you've all heard, don't kill the messenger. Well, it's actually true, especially when we don't know what the message is. And this person will always have the agenda set out for them. And if we block it, we interfere with the process, we're all going to miss out. We're all going to miss out. And we don't know who that or that one or that group. I know the Indigo children are here to show us a better way of life, which will happen every generation. We've evolved. We're changing. A lot of you don't want to agree that Charles Darwin was accurate, but take a look around you. We're getting taller. We're in better shape. We're getting, well, I wouldn't say brighter, but we're definitely advancing in technology and we're growing. And every generation has a contribution to that, to all of it. They bring something to the table. And when you have a desire for change, hold on to it very strongly because it will occur. Be very mindful of what you will say to the children because they're listening. They don't pay much attention to what you say, by the way. They pay closer attention to what you do. Your actions are speaking louder than the words you're using. But if you've got an ill mind, you probably act the same way. The act is the teacher. And they will watch what you're doing. So be mindful of that, that you have a huge responsibility to get this person, child, children off into the world for them to get their, fulfill their purpose or to do whatever, you know, whatever it was. And because we don't know who it is. The reason we're chosen to be the parent, we're passing it on. Somebody did it for us. We're going to do it for someone else. And so on and so on. Do I feel that's our duty? This is part of the agreement? I don't know. But I do know that we take care of them as our parents took care of us and their parents and so on and so on and so on. So you have to allow this process to continue and do it to the best of your abilities. It's a relay race and your turn is up. You're going to carry the baton until you've done your part. So let's do it the best that we can and don't selfishly take them off their path or guide them into a path that we think is better for them. There's absolutely no way we could get their information. There's absolutely no way we could know what their path is because it belongs to them. So the best thing to do is to feed them, clothe them, keep them warm, and let them free. They will leave. That's their intent. Have we got...
We just have one email that came in here, folks. And I'll give you that email address in a moment, folks. Charles wrote in, hello, first-time listener from San Francisco, California. Just wanted to let you know that's the only email thus far. Folks, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to The Barrington Show right here on Reality Radio 101. And you can write in with any questions, comments, thoughts for Barrington. And our email address is instudio101 thebarrington.show@gmail.com. Back to you.
Thank you. Thanks, Charles. I appreciate you sending your message out there from California. Thank you very much for being a part of the Barrington Show. Thank you for tuning in. Everybody, you're listening to Barrington on realityradio101.com. I speak about waking up and allow you to realize that you have, there's more to you than you know, and to tap into the source, the governor, the guide that takes you here to get your purpose filled, to realize that we are connected to something. We're all connected to something. It's a higher self, it's a spiritual world. It's however you want to label it. You can connect yourself to this or realize the connection exists by just waking up, and you get your instinctive directions or instructions, if you so wish. And this is the way. We're talking about opening up. We're talking about waking up and realizing that what you've been told by somebody else's, from their lips to your ears, may not necessarily be the truth. If you are in the least bit concerned about finding the truth, you tap into the source and take the instructions that's been given to you, and it could never be wrong. It is from the higher self. It is from you. You're not going to give yourself a bunch of instructions that's not going to work out for you. You will always be accurate in the guiding process of the body, the spiritual self within the body. You will always be mindful of what you're doing. So the sort, the way, the method is to tap into your source. I've talked about it for many, many shows that meditation is the way into your connection. And it still is. I haven't changed my mind on that one. I'm not going to, because to connect yourself to the spiritual source, to all that there is, to the governing bodies, if you call them guiding angels or guardian angels, however, it is the same source. We're all speaking about the same thing. I said the method that works for me is by meditating, and I've been doing it for a while. I get to more comfortable with it, and the longer I'm in it, the more I do it, the more frequent time I visit the spiritual world, I realize it becomes a lot easier. Inevitably, it becomes innate, and within time, you could do it while you drive. You could do it all the time. Now I've learned, and I'm realizing that when you pray to your source, you're doing the very same thing as if you were meditating. Only one is verbal and the other isn't. So to pray to what you believe in is the higher source, the higher power, the be-all and end-all, the absolute, the great wave, however you label it, you are still making that connection to your, let's say, your God, your Savior. You're still making that connection through your method. It is the same as if you were meditating. Whichever works for you, you're still making that call. You're still making that hookup. You're still making that connection, whichever method you take. Connect to your source, because that's what's important. When we were told to join into the organized groups, we were not told that there's another way out of it or there's a bigger part to it. When we're going down the river, we just realize we're going down the river, not being mindful that there is a big ocean of realization and spirituality and wake-upness and a lot of consciousness that exists there, because that is the be-all and in the end-all. Whichever method you take to get there is efficient and they'll work. I don't know that some is longer than others or does the loop or the turns or the ups or the downs, but I do know the path all ends in the same place. So whichever method, whichever road, whichever airplane, however you're getting there, whichever river, you were all heading into the same place. Because at the end of this journey, when we put our body back down, we end up in the same place. And it's just a spiritual world. So you do the physical or you do the spiritual, and there's no in between. It's one or the other. And your preparation to go to come into the spiritual world, you have to prepare yourself, and then you come here. In your preparation to go back to the spiritual world, you have to prepare yourself, and then you go back. It's kind of leaving the house, and then you come home and have a shower, and then go back into your house life, you know. And as you do this, this is the routine, the method, the way it works. You still have to come into this world in the physical, and when you're done, whatever you've accumulated, ideas, physical stuff, whichever, you have to lay it down and you move on and you continue the circle. Tap into your source. Find the guide that guides you. Find the guide that was designed to guide you. Connect yourself, learn, and understand that we're just living a life that others have told us to live. And it may not necessarily be the truth. If you're in doubt, this is a method for you to find the truth for yourself. I challenge any other group to say that. Connect yourself, and you will hear, you will feel, you will see, and the guidance will become clear. It takes some time, but if you keep it in mind, you're ordering it in. The more you keep it on your forefront of thoughts, or when you realize that it exists, it is drawing you to it as you are being drawn, as you're pushing towards it. So it's a double impact that they're pulling and you're pushing. It's going to get there real fast. The job is to connect you so you understand instinctively where you are. So I emphasize, I say this all the time, connect yourself. Do your meditation. Do your prayer. Seek that higher self that's within you. Look within yourself. It exists. And I say this to everyone. You just have to apply yourself for what it is that you're looking for, and it will appear. Be careful of what you're asked, what you're ordering. Make sure you understand that we will move towards the image that we hold in our minds. So let it be a positive one, or it's going to serve you well, or it'll work out for you within your community, your neighborhood, your home. The words we use, they'll take flight. They will take flight. They will take off. And if they're positive, they'll serve you well. And if they're not positive, I guess it won't serve you well. I think we're supposed to be on the path of always thinking positive. Think positive thoughts. The negative ones are the one that's going to pull you back, restrict you, let you doubt yourself where there should be no doubt. All things are possible. You just need to believe. That was Mr. Norman Vincent Peale. You just need to believe and know that you can accomplish it. If you're sick, you know that you can give the proper thoughts to make yourself well. That's a tall order, but that is an order. If you're unhealthy, you know you can eat the right foods to bring yourself back to proper health. You know that you have the ability to change every situation that you're in, and you're not limited or restricted. But in order to get all this information that's going to get you there, you have to be confident in your belief, and you have to be confident and have the guides give you the proper tour or get you into the place for you to find your source, find your power, find your strength, because it is in you. It's in you. You have to find that strength that's within you. And when you realize that you are limitless, the heavens will open, or the sky will open. Something will open. And you will be running towards it, because it serves you a lot better than others. Other things may have served you in the past. Be mindful that the thought that you put in your head, it is the direction that you're heading. The thought that you're holding in your mind right now for yourself, that's where you're going. If it is something great and positive and it's for you, it'll happen. If it's for you. There are some things out there that is not for everybody. If you can tap into, try to remember what it is, what you wanted to do when you were younger, before you're influenced by others and told which path to take, you might find that's an easier method or road to accomplishing what your purpose is. You might find that that's the avenue you need to go down to, go down. That's the lane you should take. Because before you were given all the great ideas of what you should be doing with your time, you had your own. And if you could remember it, it's accurate. Tap into your source. Ask for the guidance and the wisdom and the know-how. You may realize once you get there and you find that strength you have within you, the ideas that you've had, they become redundant or irrelevant because you've now found that power. Tap into your source. Feed yourself in a positive manner. Learn that you're limitless. Learn that the God that resides anywhere in our existence is in you. The universe has everything that's within you is in the universe. Like they just swept up a piece and rolled it together and put arms and legs on and goes, bang, there you are, that's you. Well, every part of it has come from the same place, which means we're all made the same way. Skin color is different, but it doesn't mean you're any different. Your ideas are different. It doesn't mean you're different. The color of your eyes are different. It doesn't make you different. It makes that entity, that small part, is different. Very, very small part. But beneath all that, you're the same. We may act differently based on our environment, culture, you know. But the idea are the same. And the journey towards their connection, our spiritual connection, ends up being the same. You may take the road, the street, fly, however you do. We're doing this, every single one of us are doing the same thing. It would be refreshing if we would stop and question it and ask and get to the root to see that everybody is going the same path, but we're too busy thinking we're better, or I'm not worthy, or I'm not good enough. We're thinking something. But if we could stop and question your fellow man as to what is it all about? What's your journey like? What are you trying to accomplish? You will hear him use the very same words as you would use. Because the journey from point A to point B is the same, start and finish. The very same. So if we were to listen to our fellow man, we'll understand that they're on the same path of us. And a wise person said to me once, you don't hear the mango trees in the bush saying to the other mango tree that my mangoes taste better than yours. You don't hear that because they understand they can't, it's the same thing. But we say that as human beings. We think our kids are better. We think our neighborhoods are better. We think our lifestyle is better. We definitely think our food is better. We think our dances, we think all these things are better. Are they? And I challenge that one to tell me what that means. What is the better that you're referring to? And I've said that many times. Connect to your spirituality. And while you're waiting for the super connection to happen, remember these words. If it's not true, don't say it. If it doesn't belong to you, don't take it. And if it's wrong and you're doing it and you're consciously aware of it, just stop it. Let it go. This would be the journey and how to start it, that you must be righteous to yourself, be true to yourself, be honest to yourself. And once you've accomplished that, you're well on your way to connecting to your spirituality. You'll see no need to say those things if it's not true, or to take these things if they're not yours or belongs to you, or not to participate in that act that you know is wrong. Allow yourself to live that way and free yourself. And that's what we're trying to accomplish. Freedom. Everybody wants it. Happiness. Everybody wants it. We're trying to get there. But a lot of us are doing this run, this journey with a load, a sack, a heavy bag on our head. But it doesn't have to be that way. Put it down. A lot of that could be guilt. Could be fear. But you don't have to carry it. You do not have to carry it. And when we talk about our children, like I talked about earlier, we have to give them the best tool to go out and do the best job. And the world will continue. We're not going to teach them how to hate. Unfortunately, a lot of us can't prevent that from happening because they're living and reacting and has been a part of that their entire life and know no difference. Unfortunately, but it's reversible. You can change it. You had to have learned how to hate at some point. You had to have learned that. Somebody introduced it to you because it wasn't given to you. We're all born free. And somewhere along the journey, others started comparing us and making us challenge one another or compete against each other. And as a result of that, we divided ourselves from one another, but we're all the same. And we think this person is better and that one's not as good. That's wrong. If you don't know the person's purpose, how could you determine if they're good or bad or right or wrong? Because you don't know why they're here. They know. And if you're trying to tell a whole bunch of people how to live, you're doing something very wrong. How to maneuver themselves to this point, this life, this stage, the existence of Earth or the body. You're doing something very wrong. And that's my example of stop it. Stop doing it. Because you have no idea, no way of knowing what the next man's purpose is. You could walk in his shoes for life, forever. His purpose belongs to him. And the good thing is for us to try for him or her to get that. Have we got any emails there, sir?
Yes, we do. And let's see here. Matt writes in and he says, you hear people all the time say, be careful for what you wish for. Does it really happen? And if it does happen, if they get their wish, how is that possible? I've heard it, I've seen it, and some people have gotten what they wish for. Very interesting. That's from Matt. Beth writes in. Beth writes in and says, hello, Barrington. I am enjoying your show this afternoon regarding my kids. Do you want them? That's from Beth. Thank you, Beth. Kathy writes in and says, you talk about foods and exercise to take care of the body. I'm an overweight woman that's in my 50s. It's hard for me to start exercising. Would you recommend that I start eating healthy for a while to lose some of the weight naturally and then start exercising? And that's from Kathy. And back to you.
Hey, Kathy, thank you for that email, and thank you very much for being open and honest with that. Okay, so 50, exercise, you know, and it's a good thing for the body to get some exercise, but it only works out to about 15 to 20% of our well-being. So the key here, and you also mentioned it, is the food. What I would say is learn how to cook nutritious meals. Just take the course or study at the time or whatever it is to learn how to cook the healthy foods that your body wants. Don't think of you're going to drop this and drop that and get rid of this and get rid of that. Just get into the mode of teaching yourself how to eat properly by learning how to create or make the best foods. And don't try to do it next week or the week after that or whatever. Give it a long time for it to step into your life and it becomes a part of your life. It's innate. Now you know, and I don't know what you've been eating, but you definitely know the broccoli is going to do better for the body than the fried anything. So learn to, for you, Kathy, and everyone else who's interested in this, learn how to cook proper foods. And if you know how to do that, then you'll know how to feed the body properly. Once you know how to feed the body properly, the body will thank you, will definitely thank you, but you'll also make a change in the mind as to, instead of eating what I used to eat, I'm going to eat these things. I could see the result. Now, a lot of other factors that comes into somebody being overweight is that you need your proper rest. You have to allow the body enough time to lay down and rest before to rejuvenate, restart the machine, and get going again. I also add a lot of liquid, a lot of water. The water is awesome for the body. You're 80% water, so you just need to replenish that. Flush it out. Just keep going. Not too much, because you can hurt yourself. Not severely hurt yourself, but you can wash out your electrolytes, and you don't want that. But do drink adequate amount of water. I think it says for female, you need about 95 I don't know if it's ounces, 95 ounces. That's what he's saying for the average female, and male, I think, is 110. Anyway, the idea, Kathy, and to zero in on your answer, yes, exercise is very important. If you can get a little bit every day, go for a walk, just get everything moving around. Just go for a short walk if you want to, then you can extend it. But the key part to all of this is learning how to feed the body properly. I always say to the children growing up, eat the food the gods made, not the food the labs made. And you definitely want to take that with you. Give it some time. You will not see anything miraculous happen in the next few weeks. But if you just give it some time and focus on learning how to cook the proper foods. And when you know that, when you have that skill, you will definitely know what to eat and what not to eat. Don't bother reading the label or join the gym and run the whatever course they do. And the diet books you have at home, throw them through the window, because if they were working, there would have only been one out there. Now I know there's over 400 or five, whatever. Do it for you, everybody. Do it for yourself. Focus on you and learn how to eat the proper foods. Another time when I say this, I say avoid meat. But everybody goes, what am I going to eat? Well, just learn the proper foods first and take it from there. Thank you very much for that. And I hope that I answered your question. And I do hope a lot of people will benefit from that. Do I want to? So Beth wants to know if I want her kids. You know, the sad thing about that, they're not ours to give away. We'd love it, wouldn't we? Just press a button. No, I'm joking. But no, they're going to go away soon enough. And I have enough. I have a house full. I'm flabbergasted that you thought about me in this case. But yours will go away eventually. They're a wonderful piece of our lives, and they're awesome part of our lives, and they build memories for us forever. And when they reproduce, and you become grandparents, you'll really see the greatness of it, because it's your work that manifest into that. It's your creation. So whatever you're going through right now, and you know, I don't pray. I would hope the kids jump from age 12 to 22. That's what I would want. But unfortunately, they have to go through the teenage years, which I think God created just to torture us. This is just me, just my opinion. But it's just a phase. And if you learn to just sit back, relax, watch the clock, wait for those years to pass, you'll find that you have a wonderful, wonderful group of children or child or however it works out. But no, Beth, I don't want yours. I have my own. But thank you for considering me. Matt, this is... So be careful of what you wish for. What that actually means is make sure what you're asking for, you really want it, or it's going to work in your life, or it's going to help you. You know, if somebody's upset with you and you're upset with someone and it's a temporal thing, and you say, oh, I wish something just hit him over the head, you know, or a lot worse than that. Well, you don't really mean that, because that could happen. You're actually calling for that to happen to him, but unfortunately it won't happen to the other person. It'll happen to you. Another part of that is when they say, be careful of what you hope for. Let's say, for example, a lot of us said, man, I wish I had a lot more money. We all say that. Some people say it. But then what would you do with it? It'll change your lifestyle. And you're thinking only of the positive aspect of the changes that's going to occur, that will inevitably occur. But there's also the negative aspect. You may have to move out of your neighborhood because you've become a target. Or you may lose your friends because they think you're snobby. Or they, you know, people are more likely to target you for robbery because they know you have more. So there's always going to be a reaction to it. And it's not always in a positive sense. And God forbid you should have a gambling problem or a drug problem, addicted to something, and then you have a lot of money. You see how that could not be good for you? Right? So you're falling down drunk and all of a sudden somebody throws you $1 million. You'll be laughing all the way to the bank, but it's not the case because now you're feeding that bad thing. So it's not always a positive thing. When they say, be careful of what you wish for, please step back and look at the big picture of all of it and see how it could have, what impact it could have on your life. Be careful of what you wish for. It's a very powerful tool. And we're trying to say, you know, I do wish that I have everybody in the world listening to my radio show on Sunday afternoon, if we all have Sunday afternoon at the same time. But that, in my mind, is a very positive thing, and I would love for that to happen. I would wish for something like that. But then you can order it. you're really just placing an order to the higher entities that say, this is what I wish for. I want you to bring it to me. So be careful of what you're asking someone to bring to you. It may not serve you, or it may work against the purpose that you exist in the first place. It's a great question. I appreciate that. I hope a lot of people will hear this and understand that it's okay that you wish for something, but make sure it's going to serve you in a positive manner. Don't wish for that negative thing to happen to that person, because the deliverer doesn't have that person's address, if you understand what I'm saying. So you just wish for a rock to fall on that person's head. Okay, so the rock comes in. This is a hypothetical. And unfortunately, that deliverer does not know that the other person's address, so they're going to bring it to you. Be careful. Don't look up. Be careful of what you wish for. It's very powerful, and I want you to understand that clearly and do it in a positive sense. You know, take a lot of care into understanding what it is that you're asking the universe to bring to you, because at this moment it may serve you well. At the idea, at the moment of making that wish, it may serve you well, but when it shows up, you may regret it, or it may change your life so drastically. In the negative, it could be in the positive, it could go both ways, but I'm just saying, be mindful or be careful of what you wish for, because you are going to get it. I was just saying a little bit about Kathy's, I'm jumping back here. Kathy has asked a question about how middle age in her 50s, and she wants to know how to lose her weight. And one of the most important thing, and I slipped it, it slipped out of my mind. I was going to say, Kathy and everybody else, you need to see what's going to happen. You need to see yourself. You have to see it for it to come to you. And don't at any point take your focus off seeing it, because once you see it, you will realize it. You're ordering that person, that entity, that whatever it is that you want to come to you. Give it some time. It's not a Band-Aid solution. It's the permanent fix. You need to give it some time. It takes about 18 months for the body to clue in to what you're trying to do. If you're running really, really, really fast, the body's saying, hey, slow down. You're hurting me. You're stressing me. And you're trying to just burn off the weight. If you try to push some out, the body's going to say, whoa, close the door. Don't let anything out there, you know, because it has a protective mode. And it's to protect you. When you start dropping all these pounds really fast, the body goes into shutdown mode and you're forcing it to do something that it doesn't know how to do. So you need to have an open communication with the mind and the body, and let the mind tell the body what you're trying to do, but break it to it gently, because it likes how it is. And it's, you've ordered that in. So now you have to cancel the order and bring something else in. And it's important that you see it. In order for it to be actualized, you need to see it in your mind's eye. This is where I'm going. That's what I want. Get that favorite picture that you have of the image that you enjoy so much. Stick it to the place where you'll see it every day. And you look at it and say, yeah, that's me. Oh, yeah, here we go. And it's coming. And do not stop that. That's what I forgot to mention to Kathy. You have to see it for it to happen. And it's doable. It's within you. And don't let anybody discourage you. Just take the first step of learning what is the proper food. And once you know what it is, you will start eating it. And when you learn how to cook it, you're going to taste it anyways. You're changing the taste buds, so it doesn't taste like steak or fried something. And the taste buds that you have right now, the cravings for the cake and all that, you develop that. It was all developed. You didn't show up with a crave for chocolate. You developed it. And as you've built it, you can also demolish it. That's what I needed to say for that. Okay. Sorry, I took the long route to explain that. I wanted to get thorough on it for a lot of people to understand. I've come from a place where I didn't like the size or the shape where my body was, and all I needed to do was to see where I wanted to be. And within time, I got there. I'm here. I'm loving it. But you have to know it's not about, you do have to exercise, but you have to know it's not about running on the treadmill until, you know, whatever happens, because you're forcing the body to do something. And eventually, when you stop doing it, the body's going to say, whew, okay, everybody, let's get back to where we were. And you know what? Let's keep a couple of pounds extras, because if they try to do this again, I will not be happy. So after you've burned yourself down and you stop doing the exercise or the strenuous work, you are cutting things out of your diet and things like that, taking, getting rid of them. When you stop doing that, the body's going to say, okay, let's get back to where we were. And you know, you're going to look heavier. So you started at 40, you went down to 20. When you're done, and you may find yourself back at 50, because the body thinks you're trying to go behind its back and try to stop him from doing his job. Let the mind do the talking. Okay, so today we've talked about the children and how important it is for us to keep the children on their right path. And we've talked about how important it is for us and not to shun or to stop or to block anybody, because we don't know where they're going. And we don't know that they're not coming to do good things and take care of us. We talked about how the adults are living with the scars that the families had given to us when we were children. They've told us that we're not all of us, if not everybody, we're not worthy, we're not good enough, we can't do this, we can't do that, we shouldn't try that, it's not for us. And we've all heard those things, but it is wrong information. What I need to say is we have to learn to forgive those who has done that to us. We have to learn how to forgive those, because we have to assume that they were doing the best that they knew how to do at the time. So in forgiving, which to forgive is a necessity, it's allowing you to take that heavy load and put it aside and move freely, move on, fly, expand your wings and do all these wonderful things. But in order to do that, you must forgive. You must forgive. I've said it many times. Forgive us our trespassers as we forgive those who trespass against us. If they've caused you hurt in the past, don't bring it with you. They've moved on. They're skippity-doo-dah. They're living the great life where you're carrying that bad feeling or that bad idea or that whatever it is. You're carrying something. In order to get rid of it, we have to find the cause or the person or the whatever it is and forgive it, because it's yesterday. It's not relevant now, and it could never be relevant tomorrow if you've gotten rid of it. Forgive us, the trespassers. And it is necessary for you to forgive, and don't hold that animosity or hate or grudge for anybody, because the damage, in fact, is that you are holding something, and it's not designed to be that way. Don't carry it. Let it go. And I know there's a lot of you out there probably shaking your head going, how is that even possible? Well, just don't look at it that way. Just look at you helping down. You're putting down a load that you no longer want to carry. And it's hard to do. It is very hard to do, but it is absolutely necessary to learn to let it go. And we could go into cultures and people fighting one another and all these things and say, man, that's deep. You can't just forget that, but you need to just forget it. Don't forget it. I'm sorry. Let it go. Don't forget it. Cause if you forget it, it may happen again, but let it go. Because these little things that we picked up or was thrown at us or were introduced or dragged through or even falsely accused of, it has caused scars and harm and distrust and hate and all the other things. But you're holding it. You are holding that bag with all those words I've just used. You are holding it. So the trick is to learn how to let it go and realize that was then, this is now. From here on in until tomorrow and the next tomorrows to come, I'm going to do that without the load that I've been carrying. So forgive them. And assume that they did the best. Or look at it this way. Maybe their method of the bad words or the bad treatment was to build strength for you. Because you're at this point now when you realize that you do have strength. Maybe their method was to just develop a tough skin, because they're thinking that you may need it. Fine. So here you are with the tough skin. Let go the strings or the let go the words that were used towards you. We've grown up with this idea that sticks and stones will break your bones, but the words can never hurt. That is so not true. That is so not true. The sticks and stones can break your bones and they're going to heal and you're going to move on. You won't even remember it. But let somebody call you stupid or dumb or whatever. Sorry about those two words, but whatever the name is. And if you're at that young age, if you're a teenager, when you're going through that mix up, it's going to take you and you're going to carry it for a very long time. So be mindful of those words that you're going to use to anybody. Or if you call them, you know, attack their race or their religion or their sex or whatever the case may be mindful that these words are very impactful. And if you're willing to, and you can't take it back. If you're the deliverer of those bad words, you cannot take it back. The damage is already done. The damage is already done. And saying that you're sorry doesn't change the fact that it's already delivered. The bomb's already exploded. Let's just say, stop doing, don't add any more to it. Don't add any more to it. And be mindful of what you're giving them to go off into battle with. There's no logic here in sending somebody in modern world today to go out to battle with a piece of stick or nothing. You need to be able to bring them up to speed and allow them to be free because you don't know what their purpose is. Have we got any more emails there, Gary?
And we have, let's see, we have three more here. Lance wants to remind everyone that is listening in Ontario here in Canada, even though things have lightened up a bit with the pandemic, you still need to remember protocols. This is not over yet. Get out, enjoy yourself, get your fresh air, but still remember to keep your distance and try not to cough or sneeze in someone's face. So thank you, Lance. We appreciate that. Michael wants to know what your website is, and that's from Michael. And lastly, Don writes in and he says, Barrington, you make things so easy with your explanations. It's so much easier to listen to you than to try to read something and try to figure out what the author is trying to say regarding your subject matter. Thank you for putting a twist of humor in some of your teachings as well. I enjoy it a lot. And that's from Don. And back to you.
Thank you very much for that. Michael, the website is HEAMI, BarringtonAwaken.com. Check it out. There's good stuff there. We have a book, Align Yourself to Your True Purpose. It's called The Awaken and Ascension Guide. You could pick that up if you so wish at Amazon.com. Lance, I'll go there still. We do have to mention, yes, though we've approached opening, and this is for people in Ontario because we're all rejoicing, there's something happening. So yeah, so you still have to maintain your social distance. You still have to do all that you have to, you should be doing. And yes, don't cough in anyone's face. You shouldn't be doing that regardless of a pandemic or anything. But yeah, do keep your distance. Remember, we're not out of the woods. We've just been able to see the light a little bit at the end of the forest. So we're gingerly walking towards it. Everything is still in the play. The COVID is still here. It's still around us. We're dealing with it every day as we possibly can. But we are very thankful for the bit of freedom that's been given to us. Yeah, but still maintain what you need to maintain. And do remember, this too shall pass. So, Don, thank you very much about being easy to listen in the way I explain things. I don't know. They told me in many of my past lives that I was a teacher of some sort, and I think I'm still doing that today. I have a piece of paper on my wall that says I am. I don't do anything with it but hang it on the wall. But regardless, we need to get the message and being able to explain things layman's term for everybody to understand, then the message is being received, because there's no point of me speaking a language to my audience and they don't speak the language. They will just hear what Charlie Brown's teacher sounds like all the time, wah, 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 and they just tune out. So the idea, the humor is a part of me. That's how I am. Every once in a while, I want to throw a joke in there just to break things up and make people relax, because sometimes I tend to think we're way, way, way too intense. So I appreciate you saying that. I appreciate you listening to the show. And when we try to explain to people, yeah, well, a lot of us can read and call out the words, but our memory to hold the concept of the whatever it is that we read, it doesn't work out. Not everybody will be able to read the instructions and follow them. Other people, you show it to them. We have the mechanical learning versus the academic way, and I've seen both of just both are very effective. So if it's not working for you, unfortunately, you can't have somebody sign language you how to, you know, build a staircase or anything. So you may have to practice some of it, or you go out and watch somebody do it. So the idea of explaining it to you to the T, to everybody to the T, is just so I know you've got it. And this is why I say a lot of times after I go through my rant and try to explain, I said, I hope I explained that properly. And that you could get it. It's good that you can communicate with people, of course, and have them communicate with you. I want to say one more thing on this. The idea of putting both of those kids in kindergarten, the mechanical learner versus the non-mechanical learner, I think it's a wrong thing to do because you're trying to train everybody to think and react and learn the same way. Life doesn't work that way. But anyway, thank you very much for that, Don. And yeah, the sense of humor part, it's just who I am. It's what I've, who I've become.
And Barrington, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I wanted to get this email in. We just got before the end of the show, since we only have about 5 minutes. Jeanette writes in, she says, "Happy Sunday, Barrington. The wisdom and energy you bring on Sundays is almost like addiction to sugar candy. I'm curious to hear what the next topic is. Always learning from your show. How do I unlearn and let go of what I was taught in life that was wrong? I can forgive, but now my life was on a wrong path. Who do I trust now? Who do I correct this mind of mine? Thank you. Have a great Sunday. XO from Jeanette."
Okay. Wow, that's a deep one. And it's there's a lot of information there, and there's a lot of little answers that I'd love to give. But I'll tell you something right off the jump. Who do you trust is yourself. To learn who you are, then you'll have your true identity. And that's who you're going to trust. Yes, your mom told us about the guy flies around in the sky and deliver presents on Christmas, or the cow jumped over the moon, or some guy's going to come and save us from the heavens. You know, we've heard many stories. The only thing I could say to you is to find your own identity, tap into your own spirituality. The guide or the information that you collect from them is accurately designed for you by you. You are your own creator. I would love to dig into this, and I probably will talk a little bit more about it next week, because you've touched a lot of areas in there. But where you can begin, or where you should start, is this true to thine own self, be true. So you find your true identity. And you may not know that right now simply because of how many different paths you've been taken, or you know, you've been dragged through. But if you get into what you don't like, get rid of them. Get into what you like. Concentrate on those. Chances are the true identity that you seek is within, resides within those things that you're favors of. Where it comes to the parenting and the not trusting and all these things, you have to learn to realize that they did the best that they know how to do. This is your day to step up and do your own thing and do your own investigation and learn thyself and be confident with your own abilities. This is your moment to shine, and this is where you should take that to learn who you are. And once you've gotten the who you are part, first of all that ill will of yesteryear will just vanish because it's not relevant to you anymore, and you've let it go. Find who you are first. This is what we talk about spirituality and how to connect to each other and how to connect to your guides and learn how you were designed to travel through this life. Let go. And you don't know that the life you're living right now isn't your purpose. You don't know that right now. You may think it's bad or you may think it's fantastic, but if you get into understanding truly who you are, you will truly know that you might not have been the one that was selected to become the leader of the free world. You could have been just the one who's a great mom to 5 kids or 4 kids. This is what we struggle to find. What are we supposed to be doing? I hope I answered that for you well, and I could do a little bit more on that next week. I want to thank everyone for listening. I want to thank you for being a part of the Barrington Show for this beautiful Sunday afternoon. We're talking to you from Southern Ontario, and we're a little free up here now, so we're going to celebrate and enjoy it while we can and while the sun shines. To everyone, have a wonderful week. Take care of yourself, love each other, eat properly, and don't eat meat. I'm just saying that. I just said that. I thought that out loud and I said it. Okay, so this is where we're going to go. Have a good week, and we'll talk to you at the next show. Good night.
Thank you for listening to The Barrington Show with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101.